Hello, welcome to another episode of the Land Ho Podcast. I'm your host, Michael, and with me, as always, is Brian. What's going on, Brian?
Not much, Michael. How you doing?
Not much either, Brian. Great answer. Thank you very much.
That's the go-to answer for me, you know? I know it's been a while, but yeah, glad to be back. You know,
I think I just talked to you yesterday, actually, now that I think about it.
A little bit.
A little bit, yeah. Well, thank you very much for joining us.
Long Monday already. It's okay.
Yeah, I know. We're recording a day late this week just off some scheduling, so this episode will probably be out a day late. But thank you nonetheless for joining us. Yet again, it is the week of Forsaken Shores, the second week in a row.
Hopefully we actually get it this week.
For those of you who don't know, so last week when we recorded, the episode came out literally the morning that the news broke that Forsaken Shores was going to be delayed until the 27th, which is this coming Thursday. It was supposed to be on the 19th. So now, you know, we're not really that surprised, but, you know, today's episode is really just like a, it's a very like impromptu conversation. We don't really have like that much planned for the episode. It's going to be kind of nice, brief primer to Forsaken Shores, kind of just what Brian and I are thinking right now for Forsaken Shores, why we're excited, why we're not, and kind of just like what we think kind of going thereafter. So Brian, are you obviously, I mean, we both agree that it should have been delayed, right? Like there's issues with the game.
Yeah, definitely issues, game breaking issues, according to Joe Need and a couple articles I saw that as they released, I guess, the pre-Forsaken Shores or their game testing or whatever, there was like some memory issues, game crashing going on, which obviously can't happen. So it was a good thing that they delayed it, but no, I'm not surprised, just given like the string of bugs and everything that's happened in the past, like, I guess a month or so. So not surprised, but glad that they were able to catch something this big before releasing it, and they're taking their time to fix it, even if that means pushing it back. I thought, and I think you thought as well, that like mid-September was already like really ambitious for this update, and so to push it back till, you know, the end of September, it's totally fine. They could have just said that at the beginning, you know, we're going to release it at the end of the month, and probably would have been no issues, but they're fixing it, and hopefully everything is running smoothly on launch day.
And to give a little bit of a timeline, what Joe is saying is that they released, so last weekend they released the, what they say is like the basically the final build, unless there's any mistakes or bugs, to the Pioneer program, which is sort of the early access, like engaged players that sign like an NDA. They get to test the game and give feedback to Rare. They're supposed to do that Monday morning, which is the day that we're recording this today, on the 24th. And then that gives sort of Rare a 3 to 4 day leeway before Thursday to see if they can make any last minute fixes and stuff. So it's, I mean, just judging by the way that Rare is operating with the game, of course it's not. I really think Rare is not as big of a studio as a lot of those big time studios, though they are owned by Microsoft. And they seem to really grind these they get to the deadlines like very closely, right? Like Forsaken, I feel like usually these updates are like done weeks, or maybe even a month before the game is actually supposed to be released, just to like prepare. But it feels like they set this in more or less an ambitious timeline this year, when they gave that product roadmap. And September 19th, I remember when they announced that in August, I really thought like, and I don't know if I even, I think I mentioned this on one of those episodes, but like, I was like, well, I really do not think it's going to come out September 19th, because like every other update's come out at the end of the month. They said September earlier in the year, but I just thought that was pretty ambitious. And but nonetheless, it's really not like a big deal to discuss like what they, how they should be planning and such. Like they are willing to like delay an update, which, you know, especially this close up. So I think it was a good move. It was a smart move. And it's something that just happens with every update. So I really feel like they need to like readjust, really like huddle up and make some changes, right, to like their planning, their development strategies and stuff. And they really haven't given us much info for what's going to come up after Forsaken Shores. And I think that's, in a way, a good thing, just because they need to really reevaluate like where they're at with like production roadmaps and such.
Right now, they're super aggressive with everything. Like, even when they came out with this roadmap, I don't know if it was because of the way that the game launched and all the issues that they had that they felt they needed to, like, make a big splash with the player base and be like, all right, here's everything we have planned, and just give everything at once and be super aggressive with everything. But you're right, they've gone up to, like, burning the midnight oil with all these updates. A lot of bugs have come out week to week. So they're just super aggressive right now. They can tone it back a little bit, even, like, 2 weeks, right? They could have said end of September or, like, beginning of October. Just push it back a couple weeks. I don't think anybody would have been upset with it. But now you establish, like, we have all these bugs, and, like, it's fine that they're willing to push things back if it means that the end product is going to be better. But they should just push it back, tone it back a little bit, really focus on making the best product that they can deliver, and then deliver it without any issues. Like, if they push this back 2 weeks, they would have seen all these bugs, maybe on the same timeline, but they wouldn't have been under so much pressure to release it, you know, mid-September. They could have had a couple more weeks to work on everything. But we'll see what happens going forward. Like, they haven't released, we haven't heard anything about the updates past Forsaken Shores. So hopefully they have a lot planned, but hopefully they're taking their time with those and they're learning from these current mistakes, so that when they get to the next updates, they can really take their time and figure everything out before setting super ambitious and aggressive deadlines for themselves that it's really tough for them to reach, like, constantly.
Joe did mention in the video that, like, they are kind of taking this into account and adjusting for, he said, quote unquote, like, future build chat adventures and content. So it does obviously seem like something is in development for after Forsaken Shores. Like, that'd be insane if nothing was in development right now, just because of how long usually these updates take to develop. But we don't really have any specifics on, like, what's coming after Forsaken Shores, which has sort of worried me in the past month, because since we got all these updates and a roadmap in, like, April or March or April, I think it was April. I actually don't remember, but right now we don't have anything for after Forsaken Shores. I'm guessing it's gonna be, it seems like there's gonna be a build chart adventure when this update's done, but right now they're really milking Forsaken Shores, even though it's not even out yet. But it's also possible, I mean, and I hate to, like, really get in Rare's case, but the fact of the matter is that this has happened so many times that it's worth discussing at this point, and it's fair game, which is that if the update was originally set to come out on September 27th, that they would have waited until that point to, like, send it off to the Pioneers to have it out of scale, and then realize, like, on the 24th, 25th, that, oh man, like, there's actually some serious issues still, and then push it to, like, first week of October. So, I mean, I'm not sure if it's even a matter of, like, pushing it out, but it's, like, that final build has to be done, like, 2-3 weeks at least before the update comes out. Then they could focus on the scale and, like, testing it, worrying about the memory issues, because hopefully those problems aren't as big of a deal. And then, where it's not, like, a core function of the update. And then put all their effort into, like, hyping it up, into the marketing and such, because I feel like since it's been delayed, I really haven't seen much marketing behind the update. And it shows me that they're not super confident about it at this point. So just one of those things. Like, I love when games, I do a lot of marketing videos and such, and, like, Forsaken Shores has been, like, really not that much about it. Like, there's been, like, one teaser. They've had the cargo runs, but there's nothing, like, that's really getting me excited about the update. Like, right now, I'm kind of just, like, nervous for them more so than excited, which I wish wasn't the case.
Well, I like to think that had the update originally been planned for September 27th, they would have been on the same timeline and pushed out, you know, their final build to the Pioneers at the same time and still figured out that there were these huge issues that they needed to fix, but left themselves enough leeway to be able to take that into account and fix it, still focus on hyping up the update, putting out maybe another teaser trailer, while also polishing off the final build before releasing it to the players. So I agree with what you're saying. Like, there hasn't been anything. It's all been like negative press up to this point since the teaser was released, what, like a month ago or 3 weeks ago? So there hasn't been like much good about it so far. So I'm kind of nervous as well. Like, is it actually going to work? Like, that's the biggest thing. Like, this is a huge game-breaking bug that they found so late in development, which is very worrisome. So at this point, it's like more just hoping that it's going to work, hoping that they're able to launch it with no issues, no like aftermath issues, I guess, once it hits like full scale, and hoping just that everything works more so than like if it's actually fun or if it's changing the game or anything. I just want to see an update that works and it doesn't really cause any issues for the players.
That all makes sense. And like, it seems like most of these issues only really come up during like when they're testing it at a bigger scale, right? Like, I'm sure like in development, you know, a few of them play, right? Like, it's working. But then when they release it to like, I don't know how many people are in the Pioneer program or like how many play testers they have. But once they do it to like an actual somewhat of a scale, that's when they see the issues. It really seems like I just think they need to fundamentally change like how they're testing and QAing, things like that. I obviously don't know that much about like how game development really works. Like, I have a little bit of experience sort of in like a tech environment, but they really got to figure out like mass scale and like how to test for that. With that being said, like, we do like love Rare, we do support them, and you know, we are totally understanding. We're happy that they were honest and didn't release this feedback. And they're actually like honest to us about the issues they're running into, which I don't know how many game studios would actually like give us specifics, more or less, right? Like sort of specifics on like what's going on. So, you know, we do appreciate Rare. We do admire the studio so much for like the game and for the way they handle these sort of situations that obviously aren't ideal. And you could tell that Joe is like not thrilled about it, and I'm sure the team is like really down on it. But like, with, you know, I know I was kind of hard on them, but with that being said, like, I do really appreciate them, and I think they are doing a wonderful job, and I appreciate that they're super transparent with us.
They're working really hard to deliver on a game that had huge expectations that kind of fell flat, so they definitely deserve credit for that, for pushing out as much content as they can in really a short amount of time. Like, no other game I've played has like these updates every single week like this. And they keep pushing things out like nonstop to just make the player base so happy. So, like, thank you for that. But you know, it's nice to see from them that they are giving us like the specifics of what's going on. Like, I feel like it's not necessarily a good thing for a game studio to be like, oh, we have these game breaking bugs in probably the biggest update for the game. Like, that's not something you necessarily want to reveal. But the fact that they are shows that they really care about the players and care about what's going on. They want everyone to really understand what's going on from their perspective. So that's really cool. But it's just an ongoing thing that it's kind of annoying at this point. Like, every single update has some sort of issue, but they are fixing it. They are working really hard to fix it, but they just need to take a step back and like assess their scheduling and everything like that, and just focus on delivering something that works, that everybody can really enjoy.
I think that all sounds pretty good. I think we've kind of hit the message pretty hard there. But so Brian, what do you think? I mean, at this point, right? Like, I didn't really prepare any questions for this, but like, what do you think? Like, and I'm curious. I think I also want to spend maybe some time on some questions that I want to have, because it's hard to like tell. Like, we don't really have like a lot of player metrics or data showing like how often people are playing and such. And you know, I'm curious, Brian, what you think. I'm not saying for yourself, but like, what do you think? Like, do you think players are, how, like, the percentage of players who like main this game, right? Like, this is the game they play, right? Like, 75% of the time if they're playing a game, it's like Sea of Thieves. Or is it like players who, like, I don't even know how you're gonna answer this question, but like players who like main this game, as opposed to like players who like come for the updates and kind of like they play the update and then kind of just like play other games. But I don't know. What do you think? It's like very open-ended, but
yeah. Well, don't know, from what I've seen on like social media and the forums and everything, there are those players, those hardcore players who reach Pirate Legend or have reached it already, are grinding out Athena's missions or just regular missions, and people who do like these crazy play sessions where they go out and they collect like hundreds of chests and skulls and merchant items, and they do these crazy things like 16-17 hours, and you see pictures of their, like, the whole deck is just filled with chests and skulls. So there are those people, there are those types of players, but I don't think it's the majority of those players that are playing this game right now. I'd say it's more like in the middle. Maybe people pick it up 2-3 times a week, and then Rare probably sees an influx when each new update drops of players who are coming, either coming back to the game or just coming in to check it out, see what the update has to offer. So I don't know, maybe like 10%, that might actually be a lot, maybe like 5-7% are like those hardcore players who are grinding this game all the time with those 15-hour play sessions. And then the rest are, you know, people who are a little bit more casual, like you and I, working a lot, come home, play the game, maybe a couple hours a week, but nothing too crazy. This game has like found its community. There's like, it's a small community, small-ish, but it's people who really love the game, so it's kind of tough to say, like, if people are playing, you know, hardcore all the time versus casually, but I gotta think it's more casual just based on how the game is structured and everything like that.
That's honestly a pretty good answer. I was pretty surprised. I would have to, like, agree with a lot of what you said. I'm just always curious, just because, you know, it just really fundamentally depends on like if players like the gameplay loop of Sea of Thieves and players who just kind of like the new content and then don't necessarily like love like the same gameplay loop that we've had since the game came out. And actually I believe that we celebrated 6 months I think last week of Sea of Thieves.
Damn, already? I guess, yeah, March,
February, I think the game came out. 2-7-6 no but yeah, March 6-9 yeah,
March, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. Okay. You can tell it's been a long day. Yeah. I think it was like March 22nd. I'm pretty sure it was like the 22nd. That's amazing. And it's crazy that we've been doing like this podcast for half a year. So we'll see. I mean, it's like I always say, like this game, I was always hoping around launch time that this game would be completely different a year. And 6 months later, I mean, we're not really going to do reflections right now, but it's just interesting. After like Forsaken Shores comes out, kind of dies down, I think I really want to like cut together, dissect like the timeline of Sea of Thieves and like what's, because it's like hard for us to really see like what's changed since launch. So I really want to like dive back and like kind of piece together, I don't know, some type of highlight reel or like some sort of timeline as opposed to like what's changed in Sea of Thieves and what could be next. We don't really love to speculate like randomly on like what could be another update, but it would be interesting to see. Like, it's pretty crazy. Hopefully everything goes well with Forsaken Shores this week. Please, like, definitely follow us on Twitter at LandoPod. We're going to be posting when we go live with the blind run through of Forsaken Shores, which right now we're hoping is going to be on actually Sunday. The game is coming out on, the update is supposed to come, I believe, Thursday. And we're not really going to have a chance until Sunday to play. And I'm hoping it'll be a really fun day, where people maybe come and say hello, perhaps.
Yeah, just stop by for a little bit.
We try to like live stream the new updates when they come out, and sometimes we get some people who say hello and it's really cool. So I'll put the Twitch link for my channel in the description as always. But yeah, I think we're planning on doing that this Sunday, and if it's really good, hopefully like we'll like stream more of it the next week and such, really get like a grasp of the update, and then we'll come out with an episode for on Monday of next week on like our first impressions and such. I think that's going to be sort of the schedule for Forsaken Shores. And we really want, we really love when people write to us, and I think we gave some shout outs in the last episode. So again, like if you have any questions for us, or if we would love for you to answer some of the questions, and you can always tweet us at LandoPod, follow us. We always give updates there. It's a really good channel to just follow up on like news when we're going live and such. And then you can always email us, landhopod@gmail.com. And I think, I don't know if you had any final thoughts, Brian, but I just want to pose one last question before we sign off here.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Okay. So, here's my question. And I think there's pros and cons either way, and there's brilliance with the simplicity of the game, but would Sea of Thieves be a richer experience or like a better game if it was more hardcore? I'm just gonna leave it at that. I'm just gonna leave it at that. No, Brian, don't answer the question. I just want to leave it at that. And hardcore could mean a lot of different things. Or do you think it's great the way it is now, and it's awesome because it's not like World of Warcraft or something like that, right? That's like hardcore, right? So I'm just gonna leave it at that. Hopefully you have some time to write a few sentences or something. Just let us know what you think of that. It's kind of something I think about every now and then of like, is the game better because it's not like crazy like World of Warcraft, or could it benefit from like some sort of like elements that are a little bit more hardcore? So thank you very much for listening to our conversation today, our very candid conversation. We really appreciate it. If you liked what you heard, definitely consider giving us a subscribe. It's free. Also help rate the podcast so people can find us as well. Remember to follow us on Twitter. Thank you so much for listening. Forsaken Shores, awesome. Sea of Thieves, rare. Have a wonderful week.